For those of you who do catch up online with this class, and if you access it through Torah Media Atlanta, you should be aware that Yisrael Killian, who runs Torah Media Atlanta, reached out because donations to that site are down. He does not make money off the site, but he does need money in order to run the site. Those of you who do take advantage of it, I would suggest making a donation online when you do use it so that he can continue that site.
Okay, this week's Rashi is really, as Rabbi Beryl Wine likes to quote, one of the most poignant Rashis, in which Rashi just describes himself, puts us into the shoes of Yaakov Avinu and Yosef on Yaakov's deathbed as he's preparing to leave this world, describing his own requirement to bury his own beloved wife Rachel, as he describes to Yosef what that was like years prior. The parsha begins, Vayikrevu Yemei Yisrael Lamus, the time for Yisrael to die, for Yaakov to come, is coming close, and he calls to his son Yosef, and he says, just don't bury me here in Mitzrayim. Can't be here. Imnor Matzasichein Ve'inecha, do for me chesed ve'emes, and bring me back to the Maris HaMachpelah, back in Eretz Yisrael, and he makes Yosef swear, which he does, and then he takes ill. He calls in Yosef's two sons, Ephraim and Manasseh, and before he actually gives him the bracha, he says the pasuk that you have in front of you, Va'ani bivoimi padana, when I was coming back from your uncle, your great uncle Lavan, from Padan Aram, meso alai Rachel ve'eretz Kenan b'derech ba'od kivras eretz lavo afrasa. Rachel died, your mother, on the way into Kenan, owed into the way of Ephras, ve'ekboreha shom b'derech Ephras, and I buried her there on the way into Ephrat, he beis lachem, known as Beis Lacha. That's the pasuk that Yaakov describes to Yosef, and then he says, "V'yari shalts b'nei Yosef yaver mi'eli." Just goes right back into the blessing. This out of place description of Rachel dying and being buried into the way into Beis Lechem, and Rashi quotes, beginning on that first side, "V'ani b'voi mi padan v'afal pisha ani matriach alecha laholicheni lihikaver be'eretz Kenan." I'm making you trouble yourself to take me all the way back to Eretz Kenan. Forget about just a few extra steps. Which is what happened with Rachel. I'm asking you to take me all the way from Mitzrayim back to Eretz Kenan. I didn't do that to your mother. She died just outside of Beis Lachem, and I didn't even take her into the city to bury her. And now I'm asking you to take me all the way from Mitzrayim back to the Maras HaMachpel in Eretz Yisrael. On the other side, ve'ekboreha Hashem, I buried her there. Velo holochtiya afilu lebeis lachem. I didn't take her to Beis Lachem. Lachnitz al aretz. Ve'yadati sheyesh v'libcha alai. I know that troubles you. You have tainas on me. And you, Yosef, you know that your mother was buried. I didn't even take her to the city. I left her. I literally left her by the side of the road and buried her right there. And I know that you have v'libcha alai. You have complaints. Avalda, says Yaakov, I need you to know, Shal pihadivor kvarti Hashem. I understood, Al pihadivor beruach hakodesh, that's where I needed to bury her. Shetehela Ezra livana, that she should be a help to her children, kishe yigla osam nevuzaradon, when they would be exiled after the first Beit HaMikdash was destroyed, vayu ovrim derachsham, they were going to pass on that road. I knew that's where they were going to come. Yotzeis Rachel al kvara. She's going to come out on her own burial site to Boicha. She's going to cry for them. Umevakeshes aleihem rachamim. And she will be mevakesh from the Ribono shel Olam rachamim for your children and your children's children who are going to be exiled. Shenemar kol v'rama nishma. There's that weeping sound is heard. Rachel mevakal banaha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu meishiva yesh sechar lufu'ulasech ne'um Hashem v'shavu v'anim l'gevulam. So Yosef, I need you to know that I didn't take her into the city. I left her there. I buried her on the side of the road, but I need you to know because she's going to cry. She's going to cry for your children, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to answer her and say v'shavu v'anim l'gevulam yesh sechar lufu'ulasech. It's because of your actions that there's a schad, there's a reward, we're going to come back, we're going to return, and therefore, for her cry, for her tears, I buried her there. So says Rashi, beautiful Rashi. Says the Maral in Yud Beis, Vim Toimer V'loma Rachel Boicha Yoser Mishari Maho. So why Rachel? Why is she crying? Why are her cries and her tears so much different and more readily accepted than every other one of the Imahos? So the Medrash responds, quotes the Maral of the Medrash, Eicha Rabasi, Omer Sham Lefisha Rochali Manu, Omeris Lahakodesh Baruch, Ma Asu Banai. What did my children do? Shekach Heves Aleim Puranos. No other nation suffers like this. Klal Yisrael. What did they do? What did Klal Yisrael? Why do my children deserve this? In the Shvil Avodah Zarah, you're going to say they did the worst thing possible. They were Ovid of Avodah Zarah, Shenikres Tzara, which is called the Tzara. We actually discussed one of the previous weeks when a man has two wives, which the Torah allows, each one of them are referred to as Tzaros to each other, as literal, they're adversaries. It's just the nature of the relationship. And Chazal used that language to describe that's Avodah Zarah. Klal Yisrael has a special relationship, a unique relationship with the Ribono Shel Olam, and then they're taking in somebody else. They're bringing in another force, another power, another element that they put their trust or faith into. So says Rachel, so you're going to say, Ribono Shel Olam, that's what's so terrible? They were Ovid Avodah Zarah. They brought in Antzara. They brought in someone else to split their allegiance to? Me? What about me? Halo Ahavti Ishi Yaakov. I loved my husband Yaakov more than anything. Va'avad b'zayin shanim, and he worked for me for 7 years. Ulevasof nasan avilo es achosi li'isha. And at the end, under my chuppah, what should have been me, the day of my wedding, after waiting for 7 years, my father put my sister in my stead. V'kibalti, as Rav Harman explains, meaning vitarti, ahavasi l'bali. I gave up. I was willing to forego the love of my husband. Umasarti hasimanim la'achosi. And I gave all the simanim that she would need, that she shouldn't be embarrassed. I gave up on the love of my husband. And now I have a sister who's going to be married. I didn't even know what was going to happen, that she would have 4 kids before I was able to have any. Ani basar v'dam. And I'm just a human being, Rachel says to the Ribono Shel Olam. V'ata melech rachaman al achas kama v'kama shetirachim aleihem. How can you not have rachamim on these people? Says Rachel, I'm crying at my kever as my children are led into captivity with all that Chazal described, the horrors of the first destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. And Rachel sits there crying and saying, what they were over to Avodah Zarah, that's the worst thing you can come up with against them. So there's a tzara in the relationship. I brought one into my own marriage. I gave up on the love, the unique individual love that I would have had with my husband, and I did it for my sister. And I'm just a human being. And you, the Melech Rachaman, al achas kama v'kama. How much more Rachaman do you have to have? HaKadosh Baruch Hu meishev yeitz schar lefulosech. For that deed, for your actions, indeed, there is schar. V'shavu vanim eyaretz oyev. As the Pesukim describe. That's the Medrash. That's why Rachel's the one crying. The Medrash in Eicha describing the Churban, Klal Yisrael being let out. It's going to be Rachel who's going to be there crying for us. Rachel is going to say, what can you bring against them? Avodah Zarah? Avodah Zarah, that's the worst? That they weren't faithful? They brought somebody else into the relationship? I did more than that. I did more than that. Says Maral, Biur Inyun Zeh. I mean, this really stands on its own. You can just close the books, beautiful, and go home. Rachel Mevak Al Baneha, we cry, and done. Says Maral, this medrash contains untold depth as understanding where we are as Klal Yisrael, especially in Galus. Says the Maral, Biur Inyun Zeh. Ki v'shvil sheyada Rachel sheYaakov ro'i sheYisla shtei nasim. Rachel knew that it was fit for Yaakov to marry two wives. Ki ein ha'olam hazeh, because the world that we're in right now, olam hazeh, shehu olam ha'cholok v'ha'pirur, which is a world of distinctions and separations, roi shi'i ha'kol ba'achdus. It's not roi that this world should be ba'achdus. This world is not yet a world for unity. It's not yet a world for being together. It's a world of chiluk and pirud. Kadosh Baruch Hu created a world that's going to start off, for whatever reasons, we'll see what we get to by the end of the night. That's chiluk and pirud. V'im lo hayu liYaakov rak isha achas, hayu Yisrael echad. Had it been that Yaakov had only married one wife, and all of his children had been from that one wife, then Klal Yisrael would have been ba'achdus. V'im lo v'lo hayu Yehuda mileya ve'Ephraim miRachel. We would not have ended up with a situation in which Yehuda would have been a descendant from Rachel, And Ephraim and Melech Ephraim, known as Melech Yisrael in the times of Tanakh, would not have been from Rachel. We would not have had that distinction. It all would have been one happy family. That sounds good, right? It wasn't supposed to be that way. Rachel saw, says the Maral, that it was Roi, as they all saw, there were going to be four wives, and there were going to be three children. There was like this Mesorah they had, this Ruach HaKodesh, there were going to be separate wives, and Klal Yisrael was going to be built out of that. And as much as Avram only had Sarah, and Yitzchak only has Rivka, but Yaakov was destined to have Gans Klal Yisrael, 12 Shvatim, but it wasn't going to come from one wife. Because had it come from one wife, then it would have been Ba'achdus. And this is an Olam of Chiluk and Pirud. It's a world of distinction. It's a world of contention. It's a world of separation. And it's a world of Yehuda and Ephraim. It's a world of different Mahalchin and Klal Yisrael. A Malchus of Yehuda and a Malchus of Ephraim. Kimo shelo yachatzu lasad limos ha-mashiach, which does not go the way it's going to be during the Imos HaMashiach. That's the way that it is now. Well, just to flush out that idea, look at footnote number 100. He brings a requirement from other places. The Maral talks about this. And that's Achi Yisrael Marat. V'chein Yaakov nasa shtei achoyos. Now, last week we were saying, like, how could he do that? What would be a halachic justification for Yaakov to marry two wives? So the Maral is coming on. We could work that out. That the issue is he needed to. Klal Yisrael had to be built from two separate mothers. Hare Mor, this teaches and shows us Davar Al-Shi Yisrael Hayum Chulakim. We're distinct. We're separate. We're not together. Shevet Ephraim Malchus Echad Sheyotzam in Rachel. The Shevet Yehuda Malchus Echad Sheyotzam in Leah. That's the way that it's supposed to be. He continues, Shem Hayul Yaakov, underline the second underline part, Shem Hayul Yaakov Yisha Achas Hayezaro Shem Yud Beishvatim Bilti Mechulakim. We would have been together. The davar ze ein roi sheyiye be'olam hazeh sheyiyu Yisrael echad. If a rav would get up there and say something like this, he'd be thrown out of his shul. He would get up there and say, "My friends, we are not supposed to be ba'achdus." My friends, ein roi sheyiye be'olam hazeh sheyiyu Yisrael echad. There is a historical trail that Klal Yisrael was traveling on. Its net goal is Achdus. That's where we're headed. There is a process that we needed to go through to get there. And I'm not going to give you much insight into that other than what we'll read inside because I don't know. I'm just telling you, I'm not going to read this and stuff inside because I wouldn't read this inside. You would say you're misreading this, but that's what he says. There was a Shevet Yehuda. There was a Shevet Ephraim.
You probably say why it needed to
hit. Yeah. Not yet. We'll get to it. We'll get a little bit further. Mm-hmm. I don't think it'll be totally satisfactory, but we'll get to it. Right now, he's just setting it up. Rachel saw that's how it was supposed to be. That they were supposed to be Yud Beis Shvatim, but they were not supposed to be Ba'achdus just yet. They were supposed to be two different Imos, which were going to create two different Malchus, a Malchus Yehuda, a Malchus Beis Yisrael. And they were going to clash, and it was going to be brought back. But not yet. And therefore, continues the Maharal, right after the 101, U'mipnei shira asa Rachel davar zeh, kibla bi'ahava. How did Rachel stand under the chuppah and allow herself to be pushed to the side and her sister Leah come in? How did she allow that? Because she saw, however it wasn't the Ribbon, whatever cheshvan the Ribbon Shalom had, and we will get to that again in a moment, a little bit, she was mekabel bi'ahava. What was she mekabel bi'ahava? I give up my husband. I would have had a unique, independent relationship, just he and I, and I saw that the Ribbon Shalom didn't want the world to be that way yet. I'm mekabel bi'ahava. You don't want the world to be that way, where there's this unique one-on-one way, that there's pirud, that there's chiluk, and therefore I'll be mekabel bi'ahava and allow Leah, my sister, to come into this marriage. Ulefikach, and that's why Rachel is the one who sits there crying when her children in Golus pass by, and Rachel cries and says, Lefikach, gam kein roi sheyimchol Hashem yizbarach li Yisrael. Ribbono Shel Olam, you have to be mechel then. And I'm the one who's telling you have to be Moichal them. Ki mipnei she'ein ha'achdus v'olam hazeh. You know why they sin? And they sin, they did. My children have not been perfect. They have rejected you, and they have brought in others into the relationship. In the times of the first Churban, it was literally Avodah Zarah, so we've gotten rid of Avodah Zarah, we've done other things. But what we're doing today is really the same thing, in which we're bringing in other elements into the relationship between Klal Yisrael and the Ribono Shel Olam. It's not direct and unique and alone. There are other things that we bring in, so to speak. Says Rachel, you wanted it that way. You made it that way. You didn't want me to marry Yaakov, me alone. And I brought in Leah because that's what you want. You want an Olam Hazeh that's Pirud and that's with Chiluk. So Adai Avodah Zarah Ba'olam. That's what brings in Avodah Zarah. Chiluk and Pirud. Zehu Shegorem Li Yisrael Achto. The fact that you created a world like that without Achtos is what's Gorem. Yeah, that's what's causing Klal Yisrael to do the same thing to you, what you asked me to do, to create that. Shezehu mechisaron shehu ba'olam umimin hago. With the Avodah Zarah, that idea of Klal Yisrael bringing in a tzar comes from the chisaron that exists in the world because of the fact that you created this. Let's take a look down below in 102. As explains in Netzach Yisrael, Afim love the Yisrael of Avodah Zarah, and it's true, and even if they serve Avodah Zarah, Dover Zem B'Pnei She'en Ha'olam HaZeh Ro Shiyyeh Bo Hashem Echad Ad Le'asid. That's because in this world, it's not yet fit for it to be Hashem Echad. Le'asid it will be. But not now. U'lefikach Mashehu Teva Ha'olam HaZeh. Therefore, since the Teva is not to see Achdus, so when Klal Yisrael sin and they bring in other elements into the relationship, Ro'i Sheyimcho Hashem Yisparach, and therefore it's Ro'i that you should forgive them. We'll go back to the rest of that footnote in a moment. Back on top, right after the 102, or the last line in the first column there. Lekach Rachel he mivakeshes rachamim. So it's Rachel who says, "How could you not have rachamim on these people?" Shehare ba. Nire sheha'olam hazeh misugo sheyiyu bo shniyos vitzara ba'olam ha'pirud. It was through her that it was revealed that the world, now we usually word the word as a segula in a positive way, he's using it here in the sense that it was fit or set up to be with shniyos and tzara, with secondary other wives, so to speak, in the world of pirud. She'enu misugo la'achtos. It's not misugo la'achtos. And therefore, Rachel is the one who sits and cries. And Rachel says, how could you not have rachamim? Now, going back to that footnote in 102, so Rav Harman points out that this is exactly what Rashi says in the most famous of all psukim in the Chumash, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. So what's with the language of Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, Hashem, you are our God, you are one. It's a repetitive language of Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. So Rashi says, Hashem, Shehu Elokeinu Ata, Velo Elokei Ha'umos. What we mean is to say, Shema Yisrael, listen Hashem, Hashem, Shehu Elokeinu Ata, He's only our God now, and not the God of the Elokei Ha'umos, who Asid Lihios Hashem Echad. But one day, He will be Hashem Echad. Shenemar ki az ehefoch el amim safov v'ruol v'krov v'kula v'shem Hashem. There'll be a day, there'll be a time when the nations will call out the safov v'ruol v'krov v'shem Hashem. They'll all call out v'achdus v'shem Hashem. But not now. And this is one of the most amazing rashis. The kavanah, so if you look in the Shulchan Aruch, what's the kavanah that a person should have when they're saying Shema? So Hashem Elokeinu, the Keharucho, so all the different sides. Rashi says, you know what the pasuk means? This beautiful pasuk, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Elokeinu. What you're really saying is, listen up, Jews, right now He's our God, but no one else sees it that way. But lo asid lavo, He'll be Hashem Echad. Not now, He's not Hashem Echad right now. Only we perceive Him as Elokeinu, nobody else. You can't say Hashem Echad if the small minority, 0.02% of the population, sees it that way.
But the truth.
Isn't that Rashi teaches a pasuk?
But the separation here is not between the Bnei Yisrael and the Emunah Olam. The separation is between Bnei Yisrael and
correct.
Bnei
Yisrael. He's we have an even bigger separation. In other words, that but he's saying we live in a world if the world was such where there was where the Achdus Hashem was seen, it would also manifest itself within Klal Yisrael. In a world in which the Baruch Shalom says, the pasuk that you say to declare your faith in me means, Pashup Shat, Hashem Shehu Elokeinu Ato Velo Elokei Ha'umos Ha'olam Asid Lihios Hashem Echad, but is not right now, but will be. A world in which you're not Echad now in a revealed way that we can perceive is a world in which Klal Yisrael is also not Ba'achdus. And therefore it was Roy that Yaakov should marry two wives. Why? Because that's correct in this world right now. It's the way that it is.
Which is godly design, so why would Rachel need to be pointing it out?
Right, so no, that's the thing. No, it was godly design, so Rachel is mekabel biava, and therefore she can say, what are you taking out of my kids? That they're Ovid of Adazara? I'm the one to say, through me...
You got a question?
I get your question, but she was saying, in other words, she understood... She understood clearly that it was the Yah Hashem that was guiding this, that she wasn't just being, pardon me, noble and saying, here, my darling sister, take the signs that I'm going to leave, but I see it as being God's will, and therefore I am the Makabo Hashem's will, even though it's hurting me.
Right, but then...
Why does she need to point it out to him?
Right.
Why well, he seemed to have forgotten.
No, he's...
Why does she say, well, you know, don't be upset that there's a Bodhisattva around, because you wanted it this way.
Correct. In other words, you wanted a world of chiluk and pirud, and said
things that you advocated for, but it doesn't seem to be driving with what you're doing right now.
Human. Exactly. And so, in other words, we made mistakes.
You're not human.
Right.
No. So,
was she doing it to make herself feel better, like to?
No, she was clearly advocating and saying to him.
In other words, we are exiled because of our own mivnei chataenu galinu miarteinu. What was our chataenu? Avodah Zarah. At the end of the day, first korban comes down to Avodah Zarah of unfaithful. You simply were not faithful. So who's going to cry and say to us, on our behalf, more than anyone else, yeah, they failed. They did. They fell short. But you have to have rachamim on them. So says the Medrash, says now explains, Rachel said, because you wanted a world that allows for that, that does not have an Hashem Echad yet, I gave up the unique love of my husband, and I shared it with someone else. Mm-hmm. I'm a baser v'dam. Look at what I gave up. I had rachamim on myself. You're not going to have rachamim on your children?
So I guess really, the question that really is, would he not have had rachamim on his children without Rachel going to advocate?
Because as a melech that is not bas avadam, obviously, right? Shouldn't he have realized that we're human and he created the world this way? Is that really what you're saying?
Or was it that we took it to an extent that was
right.
not intended?
Doesn't right.
make us right, Jan.
Nothing ever makes us right. I mean, you know.
So that's like what a parent does.
We commit the chumash.
We deserve it. We did something wrong.
That's
like
leaving a marker on the floor and your child's colors on the tablecloth. Like, you left the markers there, then you know what are you
but
expecting?
But you better not teach your child to color on paper and on a tablecloth. Mm-hmm. You could do it in yelling and the kid would get the lesson, or you could do it in a nicer way and the kid would get the lesson.
Right, but in being a parent, you can't leave the markers on the floor.
But you know, I go back to, I mean, I just had this in class.
What if markers are around? Realistic expectation that a 4-year-old is going to see markers and not color.
What if they weren't on the floor but they were on the counter?
It is. In other words, you're asking a fair question in the sense of it is definitely part of a chira, and it's a fair question in the sense of an olam achiluk v'hapirud, in which it's bayom hahu yihyeh Hashem echad u'shmo echad, and from beginning to end, the chumash is nothing if not anochi Hashem elokecha asher hotzeisichem lo yeh l'chol l'machir v'alpanai. So they're both true. And it's like that's the start and the end of the lo yeh l'cha Elohim achrim al panai, and it's a world in which I'm not echad.
Right, these things are going to filter through.
It's they're both true, and so when we fail, and the Torah says, and if you fail, I will exile you from your land, and you do, it's Rachel who's going to be the advocate, who's going to be the lawyer to say, I'm a baser v'dam, and I did this because that's the environment that exists here. How can you not have rachamim on your children?
Isn't it kind of a form of tefillah, like just crying out to Hashem?
It is certainly a form, yeah, I agree, it's completely.
So even when Hashem knows what we need and what we want.
We still have it, right, 100%.
Ask for it.
Right, the same with, like, why does anybody need to ask for it? Yeah, we always have that. We find that that's certainly a common idea in the sense of, and the Rosh Hashanah, it's the way it's going to be. But we have that idea of Klal Yisrael being Mechulakim, which, aside from the Avodah Zarah aspect, is extremely similar, which Amar doesn't focus on here, in the reality. There's a Malchus Yehuda, and there's a Malchus Ephraim. And it was destined that way. And in the same way as you have a Golos, the four Golios are all Nerames in the beginning of Sefer Bereishis and Sova Vova Choshech Al Pnei Sahom, there's an element of, in order to achieve Achdus, to understand, this is my weak attempt at why, to understand and appreciate what it means, Hashem Echad, Bayom Ahu Yeh Hashem Echad Ushmo Echad, there is a period where before that, in which you don't have that, in which it's going to be a world without that Achdus. And it starts, not just that it filters in our understanding of the Ribbono Shel Olam, it filters within Klal Yisrael itself. That there's going to be these two Imahos who are going to mother two elements, Malchus Yehuda and a Malchus Yisrael, and they're going to be at it. We're actually going to lose almost the entire Malchus Yisrael. We're going to disappear. They're going to come back, and then somehow we come back together. And this is the Haftorah. When you think about what the Maral just described, as little as we can understand it, just Haftorah 3 days ago, in the Navi Yechezkel, Kach lucha eitz echad uksova lovely Yehuda v'levnei Yisrael chaver. Take this eitz echad, this one plank of wood, and write on it Yehuda and all of his colleagues, so to speak. V'lakach eitz echad uksova lovely Yosef, eitz Ephraim, and on the other tablets, write on it Ephraim. V'karav osam echad el echad, and you hold these two tablets that have been these separate nations in Klal Yisrael, and you put them together. V'hayu la'achadim b'yadecha, and in your hand, says that Hashem's Navi Yechezkel, will become one. V'kasher yomru elecha b'nei amcha le'mor halo sagib lanu ma'i lelach, and when Klal Yisrael asks, and they say, what is this? Daber aleihem ko amar Hashem Elokim hineni lokeach es eitz Yosef asher b'yad Ephraim, I'm going to take the eitz of Ephraim, v'nasasi osam alav es eitz Yehuda v'asisem le'eitz echad v'hayu echad b'yad. The Baruch Shem says, that's what I'm going to do. We think Klal Yisrael was like disparate. Now it's what I'm going to take them, I'm going to put them together, and these eitzim will be le'ineim as one, and you will say, Ani lokeach es b'nei Yisrael mibein hagoyim asher holchu sham. I'm going to gather up all of Klal Yisrael from amongst the nations. V'kibatzi osam misaviv, and I'll bring them back to their land. Va'asisi osam l'goy echad ba'aretz b'harei Yisrael. I will make them into a nation. Umelech echad yelechulam lemelech. There'll be one king, and no longer shtei goyim u'shtei mamlechos. And that's the nevuah that Yechezkel says of what it's going to be, of the return back to the land. Zachartilim b'ris shalom b'ris avos mishkani alechem, and I will return my presence to them. You know, that's even today. Imagine, like, where's like Klal Yisrael ba'achdus. I mean, like, it's unfathomable. It's unfathomable. Forget it, just within the religious world, it's unfathomable.
It's unfathomable, and we're missing a large country.
Right? We don't know where they are. But to think, you know, Hasidim, and the Miznagdim, and the Charedim like this, and the Tzion, like Va'achdus, really? Like, you're going to take two separate things put together? It says, yeah. V'haya Hashem l'melech al-chalav, b'yomu yeh Hashem l'chalav, and then from there flows. Yeah.
Now, are we expected to bring that unity on our own? Mm-hmm. I guess that's the point of bringing Mashiach early.
Yeah, so I don't know. So you have to, right?
I mean, it's still not in the Teva of the world, but yet it almost seems like a lost cause. Like, how can we even try to achieve that? Or are we
so
just
that's the
6,000 and we've
so I agree. I don't know. I don't really answer your question, because this Maral, here it is, I'm thinking, like, we're working towards Achdus, that's our goal. And I still think it is. I still think that it is. Yet, you look around the world, and you see, it's so against the Teva. Like, it's like entropy, are pulling apart from each other, and not naturally pulling towards each other. Says the Maral, Rachel saw it was set up that way. This world, Ha'olam Hazeh, for whatever reason, and he doesn't explain it here, maybe he does elsewhere, is an olam ha-pirur v'ha-chiluk, an olam of she'ein Hashem echad u'shmo echad ba'olam hazeh, an olam in which Klal Yisrael is not ba'achdus, and it wasn't supposed to be because Yaakov was supposed to marry two sisters, not one.
At this point, that's not even what's affecting us necessarily. I mean, yeah, we probably have some from each sister, but we don't even know who anyone is anymore.
No, for sure, and for sure, we're just, we're,
but it's the nature of the
right. It's
now,
the nature of just being mechuluk.
Yeah.
We just are, and somehow it's all part of the process of what will be. So I don't know if it's only to magnify the miracle, to have us appreciate what achdus. It's hard to know what, like, what is achdus if you didn't know what lack of achdus was. I'm suggesting that he doesn't. I'm sure on some level that's true. That's all. I'm sure it's much more than that. But that we live in such a world, which is just an amazing thing to be able to say. I mean, it's true. It looks, we look out in the world and we see it certainly, and that's the yearning of Yi Hashem Echad U'Shmo Echad, in which Klal Yisrael will be brought back as one. The two tablets of eight, literally forming and melding into one, and that's why it's Rachel who it was revealed through her this. Who's mevak al bonel to say, okay, they're unfaithful. I understand they're unfaithful, but how could you not have rachamim in a world of chiluk and pirud when your children have expressed that? So there's that element of being mevak yesh rachamim. It's a deep maral. I don't know if it's satisfactory. I see that you don't like it, which is okay. You don't have to like every moment. Fine. No, I'm saying that it's an interesting approach. Yeah.
So is this kind of validating? Just the way that we are now is.
I find it validating, not in the sense of like, oh, it's okay for me to fight with everybody.
Right, but in the basement, you're going to have this one yelling at that one.
That's
right.
The problem.
No, I'm saying on the same ground, you're going to have five different.
It is, but I think that's all still part of that.
So
it is an olam of choshech.
Then go back to
even with one mother, right?
Right.
Go back to the one the malchus split, though, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it was all okay.
Meaning all okay, meaning.
When the malchus split into Yehuda and you know, to.
Not
was,
really, you're just so much more...
Right, but that's my point. But it was right. Destined to be, so... Was it really
maybe
okay?
Not that way.
Yeah.
Maybe not in that...
Right, in other words, the morale would say the way that it happened was...
Not okay.
Right, but the fact that there would have been two malchios...
And justify and say, okay, so
we could have understood that relationship.
Listen, there are midrashim and entire books that have been written tracing Yehuda and Yosef all the way back to these parashas that we're reading as two different paths. In Klal Yisrael. And whenever you have two paths, they're going to clash.
Mm-hmm.
And it was set up that before we achieved an achdus within those two different paths, that the two different paths were going to go on their own separate paths and are by definition going to clash.
Yeah.
And then somehow they'll be melded together. So there's just this idea. And what the morale is really doing is just taking that and saying, that's why it's Rachel who's Mevak al-Banah. She says, I brought that in. Mm-hmm. I willingly accepted to share my husband's love. So you have to have rachamim when your children are, so to speak, unfaithful also. Because for whatever reason, you wanted it this way.
Well, from the positive aspect of it, once we manage to figure out how to do it without fighting, there's obviously positive elements in both. If we can actually manage to make that work together, and theoretically...
And that's the part, like, yeah, we should try to figure it out. And that is what will bring Mashiach, when we figure out a way to get along and to see the two different aspects and somehow all meld them into one. It's literally, that's the Yemos HaMashiach. That's what it's going to be like.
Maybe we could do it.
Anyway, that's what he says. It's an interesting piece. You could fight it over your tables over Shabbos and see whether or not everybody agrees with it.
Simpler direction. I apologize if I missed this, but when Rachel knew that she was that this is what needed to happen. New?
So that was his language. His language was...
certainly not before.
She yada Rachel Sheyakov Roy She Yisa Shtey Nashim. He doesn't say here what it means.
It seemed like she knew leading up to, in those 7 years.
So not definitely in 7 years.
Right.
And if you just read this morale, he would say her godless was being the kabel v'ahava,
right.
But that she knew it was supposed to happen, and that she was mekabel v'ahava to allow it to happen, which is a different take than most of us would normally think. That it was really just that she bechlal allowed it to happen was really the godless of the whole incident. Here it was she yoda that it was supposed to happen, which was mekabel v'ahava.
But that seems to me more
that's harder for me to like assimilate into my life because I didn't get a memo in the mail saying that they say more, it's okay, don't worry, everything's going to work out fine. So therefore, I should be Mikhail Zahava.
Right.
So like, I would think the opposite, that I should be learning from her, that she didn't necessarily know, oh, don't worry, all good.
I don't think she did.
I don't think
she
knew.
Came upon
yeah,
her, and that's
she,
when...
No, then, she, I mean, I, yeah,
yeah,
again,
I think it's almost like she came to this point, and yeah. They perhaps... I don't think she did.
Yeah. And definitely doesn't seem like she knew, like, in advance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But that as it's happening, and she, I don't know, again, she doesn't express enough for me to say.
When we say that the emails knew to be 12 Shvat and all those
right.
kind of things, how did they know any
right.
of that?
How and when, I don't know.
It's probably a similar way they knew.
Yeah. 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 Okay, I'm going to let you off the hook with the Dvar Halacha simply because I lost all of Sunday and all of Monday. And today, when I had what I wanted prepared, two other things came up, and I probably couldn't get it done. So instead of saying something that's not completely thought out and prepared, I'll just
go.
Yeah. For those of you who do catch up online with this class, and if you access it through Torah Media Atlanta, you should be aware that Yisrael Killian, who runs Torah Media Atlanta, reached out because donations to that site are down. He does not make money off the site, but he does need money in order to run the site. Those of you who do take advantage of it, I would suggest making a donation online when you do use it so that he can continue that site.